Okay, we're on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Nun Vav Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, last two words from the end of the line. Okay, Yasiv Rav Chanina Kami to Rav Yonai. So Rav Chanina sat in front of Rav Yonai, Vakamar, and he said, Halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Which we've been speaking about. He's the one that says that the Tosefis only he only gives her if they actually get married. So he said that that's the halacha. But then Amar Le Rabbi Yonai said back to Rabbi Chanina, "Puk krei karaach livra, go out and say your pasuk outside." An expression meaning what you're saying is not true. She'ein halacha. Ain't alach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's not the alach. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rav de Rabbeinu. Rashi says, who's Rabbeinu? That's Rav. Said the name of Rav. That halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Shmuel. Here's Rav Nachman saying the name of Shmuel that halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But Rav Nachman Didei, that was the name of Shmuel. But he said in his own sheet is. That ain't halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Unardai mishmei de Rav Nachman Amri halacha is ka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ve'afal gav delat Rav Nachman ve'amar kol ayane de dain ka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hachi ve'achi tehave. Even though Rav Nachman cursed and he said that any dayan that says that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, sasin shat should be with him, right? So you can figure it out for yourself. Filu hachi halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Even so, halacha. So the Rashash wants to say that these two last, they have two different Rav Nachmans. The famous Rav Nachman that we speak about Rav Nachman in the Gemara. That's Rav Nachman ben Yaakov. But there's another Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman ben Abba. And so he wants to say that this, you know, because Nardai just said that Rav Nachman said, Allah is and even though the Rav Nachman said, whoever, what do you mean? He just said that Allah is like Rav Nachman. How could it be that the same Rav Nachman says, any Dayan that says Allah is like, he should be cursed. But he just said Allah is like. So he says these are two different Rav Nachmans. First Rav Nachman is the famous Rav Nachman. And the second one that said that we're cursed, that's Rav Nachman ben Bar Abba, which is a different Rav Nachman. But Filhachi said halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and finally the halacha lamaisa is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Is there any explanation how someone can curse somebody? You can learn it in the Gemara. I mean, you know how to curse someone. Embarrassing someone curses.
Well, again, it's probably it's the same like the, you know, the Chafetz Chaim says he brings down the. The Rav mentioned many times, like, you know, he's seen the Gemara, this, like, saying, call each other names, and saying, you know, cursing the guy out, how can you say this, and whatever, and so that they used to, because they used to go after what the amis was, and they wanted it to hear it straight, and no, you know, flowery thing, and then, so they wanted to, so this way, they said it, clearly just said, there, he said, anybody that is a curse, and then it you know, make sure that they understand it clearly, and there's no funny business going on.
Some stomach.
Feeling
a scroll, it doesn't look at it as a curse. He says, look, okay, here, if Yane told him to stick to his area of expertise, not get involved in halachic discussions of the study hall, Kabane, that he was.
No, that's the first part, no?
Yeah.
No, that's the. We're talking about the second one. That's Pukre Krala Brach.
Oh.
Right. But we're talking about later on when Dalat Allah, that's not. Right. Right. No, that was the Rabbi Bader speaking about the part. Okay, yeah, but he was like a general, not cursing him. He said a general. Anybody who says is
he didn't say
hachi v'hachi and say what the curse was.
He didn't say what he
said. And say what the curse was.
But how could it be that the Gemara, doesn't say
Rav Nachman
bar?
Yeah. Okay. It could be. It is the same, but I mean that's Rashash, yeah, here. Okay, it's a little rushy here. Halacha lamaisa v'chulei. We said hashas. Come, this is the shas that is saying it. Kapasik is paskening here. Shekach nimnu v'gamru that the bnei yeshiva. That's halach. By Rabin. Rabin asked the following question: Nichnas alachupa, avalon nivala mau. Okay, so we're saying fine, halachta gemilas mezariah. So there's enough gemina. We have to know whether there was a marriage or not, because the tosef is only going if they were married. But what about if nichnas al chuppa? She went to the chuppa, but lo nivala. But she didn't. They didn't have relations yet. Now what? Does she get the tosefus or not? What's the shayla? Lechibas chuppa kona. Do we say that the chibas chuppa and there was chuppa, so therefore she should get the tosefus? Or maybe chibas bia kona, and since there wasn't bia, she doesn't get the tosefus. Tashmas. Now we're going to try to answer with the following. The Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef brought a brisa that's explaining, mentioning the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Tosefetz only later. The reason is, Shalo Kasav La, he didn't write the Tosefetz, Ella Alchibas Laila Harisha. Okay, so now we're going to try to understand what do those words mean, Laila Rishon. Is that Chuppa or is that Bia? And that is going to answer our question. Okay, so what does it mean? He wrote it because of the Chibas Laila Harisha. If that is pshat chuppa, haynu damar laila harishon. Why? Because that's when you do the chuppa. The chuppa is the first night, so it makes sense. So if it's chibas chuppa kone, it makes sense. That's the lashon of the brisa. Very good. That's more asked. Okay, one second. Ella iamar chibas bia kone. Bia laila rishon isa mikan veilech leisa. What is the be only the first night? Lavdavka, because it doesn't work. Whatever, it can be the second, third, fourth. Also, so therefore it's mistaber that is talking about the chuppa. Now the Gemara asks your question. I vela mai. What chuppa? What do you want to say? It's chuppa. Chuppa laila isa biyamama leisa. Why does chuppa only at night? Now you can make a chuppa in the daytime, like in the old city or something. Okay, so therefore, what's it's no because it's at night. That's not a raya. It could be chuppa b'lai leisa b'chuyam leisa. So therefore, the mistama. Now the Gemara is going back. Could be bia. So the Gemara says, why? Ah, you l'taimech. What about bia? Now, what about bia b'lai leisa b'yamam leisa? Also, the Laila is not, if it's say that it's Bia, it doesn't, why does it say that he's only taking her in, Kasavla, writing her because of the Chibas Laila Harishon? And if it's talking about Bia, it's Dafka Balaila, not in the daytime, Amar Rava, Im Hayab Aves Afel, Mutar, so that one could have relations in the daytime as long as the room is dark. So we see that Bia could be in the daytime also. Where is it not? That halokashia. That's not exactly why. Because orachara kamashmalan to be a belayla. Because talking about the usual ways. Okay, could do to be in the daytime, in the dark thing, but normally it's done at night. So that's, to say, Laila Rishon talking about bia, that's still okay, legabe the night. Ella chuppa kasha. But, the chuppa is kasha. Why does it say, as we said, night? Chuppa can be in the day also. So the Gemara says, also chuppa nami lokasha. Why? Cave in the stam chuppa libia kaima or achara kamashmalan de belaila. Because also by chuppa, right, the chuppa could be in the daytime, but chuppa is a setup for the bia, prior to the bia. And bia, as we said, the usual way is to do it at night. So just like the night time is the usual way for doing bia, the usual way is having the chuppa night also, since it's a prelude to the bia. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara. So now they Mefarshim explain where are we, the Rif and other Rishonim, what are we left with? So now what? So it comes out the following, putting everything together. So Laila is not clear either way. Okay, but because Laila, it could be chuppa, because even though we said chuppa is lavdafka, but we said usually it is bia. We could Laila lavdafka, yeah, but usually bia is at night also. So Laila can go either way. Laila can be chuppa, Laila can be the question. But however, the Rishon that we said is the Gemara said before, that's chuppa, that's fine. Chuppa is a Laila Rishon. That's when you go to the chuppa. But bia we said is lavdafka the Rishon. So since chuppah, since Rishon is telling us chuppah, so therefore that's the conclusion. That's the Rishonim learning out. So the answer to our question is that nichlas tachal chuppah lo nivalash, she would collect the tosefes because it's chibas chuppah that is kona. That's the conclusion. Okay, there's not much Rashi here. Mahu the Rabbi Elazar ben Azar. Okay. Next question. By Rav Ashi. Nichnas alachopa pierce nida mau. So what happens if nichnas alachopa, which we said is basically is good, you know, we Sarah are saying now that she would get the sef as a chopa, but pierce nida. And Rashi says what happened? Upirish mimena umes. So he separated from her. You know, she was pierce nida, and then he died. Now what? Does she get the Tosefes or not? Im tim se lomar chibas chuppah kona. We got through saying that chibas chuppah is kona, fine. But maybe it's chuppah de chaz yelibiyah. Aval chuppah de lo chaz yelibiyah lo. You still maybe need, fine, you know, it's not chibas biya kona, it's chibas chuppah. But you still need a chuppah, at least that is roi lebiyah. And this is not because she was pierce anita. Or maybe, yodiyah maloshna, maybe it doesn't matter. And it doesn't have to be Roy Labia, and the Gemara ends with Teiku. Okay, no Rashi on that. Next, we learned in our Mishnah, new thing. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ratza, Kosev, Libesula, etc. So he said if there's a way, if you want to be poked to lessen the ksuba, you want to give her the 200 or whatever from mana, there's a way of doing it, that you write the regular ksuba, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, and she writes that I received from you whatever might be a certain amount, and then like a receipt, Kabbalah, and then when it comes to claiming the chuppah, you know, he has a receipt that he doesn't, that he already paid her some of it. Ki'ilu, he didn't really, but as if, and then he doesn't have to pay her the whole ksuba. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, Vesava Rabbi Yehuda, the Kosvim Shovar, comes out from here that, you know, she's writing him a receipt. He's holding on to this receipt, like that ki'ilu, you know, he paid her some of the ksuba. And he's holding on to the receipt. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we write receipts. We see that's not the case. V'atnan, mi shepara b'miktsas chovo, Rabbi Yehuda omer yachalif, Rabbi Yossi omer yichtov shovar. So we have a machloikis, right? What happens if Reuven lends Shimon $100, fine, and then Shimon pays back Reuven some of the money, so a bit of the loan. So now what do you do? Obviously, Reuven can't give him his shtar back, because if he take a loan for $100, he pay him back $20, he can't give him back the shtar, because he still owes him another $80. So now what do you do? So there's two options, and that's the machloikas over here. One option you could do is rip up the shtar, and it says he owes him $100, and write a new shtar, he only owes him $80 now. Possibility. Problem with that is that the malva, the one that lent the money, Reuven in this case can only collect from Mishubadim based on the tarikh of the shtar, the date of the shtar. So if you're going to rip up the shtar that was written a month ago, write a new shtar today, so it's got the new date of today, and now he can't collect the Mishubadim from the earlier date only of today. So that's the downside of that. The other possibility we said is keep the shtar as it is, you can collect your Mishubadim from the original date, but all you'll do is you'll write a receipt, because what's the whole problem? The only danger is that Shimon still has the star of 100, and he's going to come to Shimon later on and say, okay, now pay me, and he's going to say, I paid you already 20. He goes, no, you didn't, I don't know, I don't remember, and he has a star of 100, but he really did pay him 20. So therefore, what can you write a receipt. So if Reuven forgets, or he's a Ramai, whatever, and he says, here, you owe me the whole 100 still, Shimon says, no, you don't, I have a proof, here's my receipt. What's the downside of a receipt? The downside of a receipt is holding on to the receipt. That if some person they used to have a problem with mice eating receipts, and might lose it or whatever, and then there's a problem. He loses the receipt, and then Reuven is going to collect from him the whole amount again. So that's the downside of a receipt. So that's the machloikas over here. Rabbi Yehuda said yachalif means switch stars. Get rid of the old star, write a new star, and for the new amount. But you have the problem of the Mishubadim. That's the best thing here. Rabbi Yossi said, no, yichtav shovar. Okay, but what do we see? We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly over here, don't write a shofar. We're worried about the mice or whatever, don't write a shofar. Yeah, so therefore we're asking Akasha, so how come all of a sudden over here in our Mishnah he's not worried about shofar anymore? No problem, you know, he gives her the ksuba, she writes him a shofar, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like shofars. Okay, so we have two answers. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, he answers kishashovarta mitocha. So we're not writing a separate piece of paper and handing it to him. That, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like that. It might lose it. Kach barim, whatever. What we're doing over here, we're having a built-in shofar into the ksuba. Shofar to mitocha. That when they write, he writes her the ksuba. They write the ksuba here, you know, 200 zuz if we get, you know, whatever, if I die, we get divorced, 200 zuz. And then at the bottom, they write an addendum and they say that this woman admits that she already got 50, 100, whatever. Okay, so it's in this ksuba itself. So we're not the husband, doesn't have to watch for any shofar. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer. Abayamar different pshat. Afilu tema b'shein shofar. You don't have to come on to that they wrote it in the ksuba, the shofar. Why? Mishlama hasam vade pare. Over there in the case of the loan that he for sure paid him, you know, we're talking about a case where Reuven lent Shimon really paid part of the loan to Reuven. So then we're worried, Dilma Mirka Stavarta, maybe Shimon's gonna lose the receipt that he paid, and then Mapikle Lishtar, and then Reuven's gonna pull out the Shtar again and collect the full amount again. Vahadar Gabi Zim Nechrine, right? Collect the second time. So that's a big, real, serious danger. And therefore, we have to make sure he has, it's not good to have a shofar. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like it. But over here, but hacha, vada yaivla? Did he really give her some of the ksuba? No, he didn't really give her anything, right? They're just pretending ke'ilu because he doesn't want to give the full ksuba one day. So he ke'ilu, she paid him something, right? He paid her something, some of the ksuba, but he didn't. So vada yaivla, did he really pay her? No. It's some ki'ilu paid. So therefore, inatre, lo natre, iudafsina nafshe. If he guards it, he guards it. If not, not. Meaning, what's the worst case scenario over here? What are we worried about, you know, with the shofar? That she writes him a shofar that ki'ilu received some of the ksuba, but he didn't. He didn't pay her anything. Right? So what's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is he loses this shofar that ki'ilu he paid, and then what's going to happen? She's going to come with the ksuba and say, hey, you owe me the full ksuba. And he's going to say, no, don't you remember you said the thing and you wrote me a shofar, but I just lost it, but don't you remember you said, no, I don't know anything she says, here's the full ksuba. So what's the worst case scenario? He's going to have to pay her the full ksuba. That's what he's really supposed to pay. Because he didn't really pay her anything. So the worst case scenario, he's going to have to pay the full ksuba, which really is the case. There's pretending ki'ilu he paid some of it, so he doesn't have to consist and get the whole thing. So therefore, you have to let him, okay, he loses the shofar. Let him wash the shofar. He loses the shofar. It's his problem. Now he's going to have to pay the full ksuba, which really he'd be paying anyways. So therefore, it's a different case here, Bechla. That's how Abai learns. Okay, now the Gemara goes and understands why each one doesn't learn like the other one. Bishlama Baye lo amark Rabbi Yirmiyah, Baye that says this far doesn't like the word about the shovar betocho. Why? Very simple. Loktani shashovar to mitocha. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says that then she writes to him hitkabalti. It doesn't sound like it's being written in the ksuba, right? So it should have said that the shofar is betocho. So Bashi doesn't like the shofar tocho. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Okay, that we understand why he doesn't like that. Loktani. But Ella Rabbi Yirmiyah, my time aloha marker abaye. So Rabbi Yirmiyah that says shofar mitocha, which it doesn't really say in the Mishnah, that's great. So why didn't he just learn like Abai? Abai had a nice svara, you know, that the two cases are different in the case when there's really payment or she's just being mochal and there's not real, you know, she really didn't get anything really. There's a big difference. So why didn't this Rabbi Yirmiyah learn it like that? So the Gemara answers, because gzera shofar dehacha atu shofar de'alma. The reason is because he held that it can't can't be, but it doesn't make sense to say that Rav Yehuda over here is saying that there's a real bona fide shovar being given over here to the mat. Why? Because since Rav Yehuda generally holds, as we saw before, he doesn't like shovars because it's very dangerous, right? The guy, he paid someone a loan. If he gets a shovar, he might lose it. He's going to have to pay again, and that's geneva, whatever. It's not right. So it's a serious chashash. So he doesn't like shovars. So since in general he doesn't like shovars, it doesn't make the sense to say that over here he's going to allow a shovar. Even though here it does make sense, it could be. But al-segzera, that if we're going to allow it here, people are going to think, oh, shovars, oh, I guess you can use shovars, and they're going to use in the case of the loan. And so that shouldn't happen. It's mistaber that Rav Yehuda would not allow a shovar anywhere. Because if we're going to allow it in a place where it doesn't matter so much, like over here, there's a danger that people are going to allow it in the case where it is dangerous, in the case of a loan. And therefore, he understood that it doesn't make sense that Rav Yehuda over here, when he's is holding that there's a real shovar, and therefore he said, must be that the shovar is mitoch. Okay. Pardon me? What about them?
Why they eat them?
No, they don't. I was joking. I was just joking. They don't have dafki receipts. They eat anything. They eat anything and everything. Right. Okay. But that's, you're right. They would. They could do that too. But the but that's in malasot. But here there's a way. There's a way out. I mean, what are you going to do? You know. You're right. They can. The Gemara says, and in Horius says, what is that achbarim, they're suran ra, they're bad nature. The Gemara says, why is it called bad nature? It says, because ifilu glima gaitzi, they eat clothing, they eat sticks, the Gemara says over there. Meaning that they eat everything. I mean, not okay, normal things, you know, eat food, you know. Okay, so put your food away or whatever, but they eat anything. Things are not even tasty, and they go through all kinds of things. So, Not good. Okay, let's see. Rashi, okay, Yachalif. So, who is that? That was Rav Yossi, right? Yeah, Rav Yossi says, Rav Yehuda says, you Yachli. What does that mean? Yichtov shtar acher. If you pay some of the money, so you write a new shtar. Kedei chov anishar. According to what's left of the loan. V'ikra rishon, you rip up the first one, v'lo yichtov shovar, and not write a shovar. Why? Because again, lahara koach alovech, yitzarech lishmor shovro minach barim. That they shouldn't have to, watch the shovars from mice. Rav Yossi Omer, you do write a shovar. Velo yachlif, you shouldn't write. Why? What's the problem with writing a new shtar, as we said? La rakoach amalve, limchol shibudo mizman arishon. Because you're gonna, by writing a new shtar, you lose the shibud from the original day. So we said, what are we talking about here in the Mishnah? Kishishovarta betocha, meaning betocha ktuba atzma, inside the actual ksuba, yichtov hashovar, you write the shovar in the ksuba. Shehi, the girsa shehi amra befaneinu, that she said in front of us, is what you write in the bottom of the ksuba, that she said in front of us, hitkabalti chetzi, I got half of this ksuba. The time amar Rabbi Yehuda ain kosi, because what's the reason why you don't write a shovar? Mishum de lo yitzarech lova l'shomer minam charin. He says, so we don't have to, the lova doesn't have to watch it from mice. The mirka, because it gets rotten out. Hader hai vigabe shtare kulei. So then the guy's gonna come along and collect the full star again, even though he was already paid some of it. So hachi leikol meichas lachi, you don't have to worry. Afilu tema v'chule. The bahai shovar lochaish Rabbi Yehuda lachbarim ki hasam. We're not worried about achbarim like there. The ilu hasam and mifra pare. It's all different, like we said. It's all different story over there. In the case of the loan, he really did pay, and then it's very dangerous if he's going to lose a star, because then he's going to have to pay again. Whereas that's not the case over here. Avalhacha vada yaivla. Did he really pay, or some of the ksuva beat me? That's not the case.
Okay, we're on Nunvav Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, 5 words in. Taima the Kasavlet. Okay, so this is going back to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, where we're speaking about a little bit. Then he says that there's a way of reducing the wife's ksuba by writing the regular ksuba of 200, and then the wife writing a receipt that kit kabalti, I got back 100, and even though she really didn't, and that's a way of reducing a ksuba according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara makes a diuk. Time the kasavla. That's if she writes that. Abat, aval, alpe, lo. But if she doesn't write it, she just says it, that she's moichol, you know. So then that doesn't work. Okay, so let's just look at Rashi for a second. Aval, alpe, says Rashi, dehava leitana be'alma, lo havitana. If she says it alpe, so then that's called a regular tanai, and that's no good. Lo havitanai, the masna mashakasu betorah, who God's called being masna mashakasu. Torah says you have to have a ksuba of 200, and she's by waving the right, says, nah, you know, ba'al peh, that's called masna mashakasu betorah. So, this is, the Rishonim are bothered by the obvious difficulty. It sounds a little bit funny over here. It sounds like, it appears to be as if she writes it, that's okay. You know, that's what Rabbi Huda says. But not if she says it. Because if she says it, that's being masna mashakasu betorah. Well, you know, I mean, if what's the difference? You know, writing it is not masna mashakasu betorah, masna here not. If she writes it, that's okay. Only if she says it, that's masna mashakasu betorah, and that's no good. But why is it any better to write it? So it's not such an easy answer. So the Ritva says something like, if it's a maitse, he did write a ksuba of 200. Okay, and she's like writing a separate receipt, so it doesn't look so much like he's master mashkuz of a door, because obviously we do have a ksubi of 200. Okay, and she is officially writing a receipt for the other. However, if she doesn't officially write a receipt, she just says, nah, it's okay, it sounds like the whole thing's just a farce, you know, like, I'm saying, okay, well, I'll only give you 200, and that's already goes to the category of master mashkuz of a door. The question is maybe better than the answer, but lechura. But that, anyways, the way. But the Gemara says clearly over here that if it's al peh, then it doesn't work because that's already masna mashkasu b'torah, says Rashi. Okay, so but now the Gemara asks on this: Am I davasha mamanu, which means leil Rabbi Yehuda, damar davasha mamanu now kayam? So this is the 200-100. Obviously, this is money, monetary issue. And even though when we're on this Masa Mashakatu Torah is batal, but that's only if it's things that are not anything to do with money. But money, it is Kayam. You can't be Masa Mashakatu Torah when it comes to money. Where do we see that? And that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is who we're talking about over here. So says the Gemara, where do we see this? The Tanya, Ha'omer li sha'aret mekudeshes li almanas she'en li chalai sher ksus ve'ona ha'reza mekudeshes utnao batel divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, so this is Rabbi Meir though. He says that if a person says to a woman, I want to marry you on the condition that I don't have to give you share ksus and ona. Share is mezonas, ksus is clothing, and ona is tashmish. And he said, I'll marry you, I don't have to give you these things, which the Torah says he has to give her. So it doesn't mean anything, it's batal. It's now batal, because masha kuzuba Torah, divrei Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Huda, who we're talking about now, Rabbi Huda Omer, no, it depends. The Varshaba Mamon no kayam. Only therefore Lagabe the Tashmish is not gonna work. That's not Mamon. But by the share and the Ksus, food and the clothing, that's monetary, that does work. So we see from over here, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can be Masna on Mashkatu Vator as long as it's Mamon. And what are we talking about over here in our case? Mamon, right? 200 to 100, that's money. So why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says if it's alpeh, whatever, it doesn't work, you're masha mashakatu b'torah? Why? It's money. Rabbi Yehuda says money. You can't be masha mashakatu b'torah. So my answer is, kasava Rabbi Yehuda ksuva d'rabanan, v'chachami masu chizuk lidivreyem yoseir mishel Torah. So he held two things. First of all, the ksuba is samachloikas. He's the sheet, the ksuba is d'rabanan. So you say, okay, all the more so. He said, no. Not all that one would think, all the more so that it shouldn't, the Tanau should be Kayam. You know, it's on a Rabban. No, but the Rabbanan, they made the Chizuk Yoter Mishel Torah. Now it's Mina Torah, like Sheir Ksus with Mina Torah, that Tanau is Bato by Mamon. But, when it comes to a Drabbanan, they made, to Mechazik their words, they made it even more stringent than the Torah. And therefore, monetary things, on which, when it comes to the Rabbanan, is Bato. is not batal. And therefore, over here, ksuba is drabanan, and they made chizik yoter mishal Torah that it's you can't be masne against it. Okay, I frig the Gemara kasha. If that's we see, that's not the case. Why? Okay, avare peras drabanan velo avdu lerabanan chizu. So if that's the case, we're saying now that anything's Rabbanan, the Chachamim may chizuk even more than the Torah. But that's not the case, because what about peros? Okay, that a man can eat peros from his wife's nichse milug, right? Stuff she brings in and not written in up in the ksuba, that he gets to eat the peros, use the things. And that's the Rabbanan, and we see in the following case that the Rabbanan did not make a chizuk with Iraim. Where Ditnan says in the Mishnah, and here again is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La Olam Ochel Peire Peros, Achiichtov La Dinu Dvarim Ainli Binichsayich Ubeferoseim Ubeferos Peroseim Ad Olam. So here's talking about a case where a man writes to his wife, Dinu Dvarim Ainli Binichsayich Ubeferoseim. I'm not going to have anything to do with your possessions or your or the Peros. And I was his Moichel or the Peros. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that's fine. Her peros, you know, it works. That's such a condition that he's saying, and he can't eat from the fruit. But lo olam hu ochel peri peros, because that's a step removed. He didn't say that. He only said nitzayich hu peroseim. Therefore, he could still eat the peri peroseim. We'll see in a second what that is. Until he writes to her, even that I'm not dealing with environmentally nitzayich hu peroseim with peros peroseim. And then he can't eat that either. Okay, nun vav amud beis v'kai malan my kosev omer, and we say that what does it mean? Even though it says over here a person that writes to his wife, right? But it, over there, but it means this omer. Okay, that's how we paskin that writes mean omer, and we've been saying that omer could be a problem of. Being Masna Mashaka Suba Torah when it's a case of Omer, and that's what it is over there. And we say no, it's Tsunau Kayam. You know, he can say Peros if he says it properly, it's Peri Peros, and he can Masna against it, even though Peros under Rabbanan. And so, where's the Chizuk L'Divrayim? Okay, let's see Rashi. Davar Shemamun, right? Sheir Ksus. Vare peros v'nichse milug. That's the rabbanan. Hai debal ochel is the ochlan that eats from the peros. That's takanta the rabbanani. V'lo avid rabbanan chizuk. We don't see chizuk over there. Sheitano bato. That should be bato. Im hitne lim cholachilasof. He makes this condition. He's not going to eat these things. It works. It's not bato. Even though it's the rabbanan. And where's the chizuk l'divrei? Peri peros. What is peri peros? Says Rashi, im kasav ladin udvarim ainli binichsayah peperoseim. If he only writes that, then ochel hu peri peros. He can still eat the peri peros, which is what mocher. He would means he would take the peros and he would sell them, and with the money he would buy karka, a lokeh karka shehei la karen, and that goes to her. And that's she'll have the principal, and again then he eats the peros of that hu ochel peros. That's the peri peros. He plants the peros, and he sells the peros, buys land, and then eats the peros of that. That's a step removed. Okay, that's peri peros. Fine. So, says Rashi, v'kai malan, about kosev, that my kosev, omer, al matnat, tana. So here we have, he's making a tanai, mashikasubat rabbanan, right, the rabbanan's takana. And it works. We were just saying that Rabbi Huda says they made chizuk l'divrayim. We don't see any chizuk. So Amar Abaye to answer lakol yesh ksuba v'lo lakol yesh peros milsa deshchichi abdi rabbanan chizuk milsa dolo shchichi lo abdi rabbanan chizuk. So he answers when we have a qualification. Now, the rabbanan didn't always make chizuk l'divrayim. They did it in a case of something which is clear and shchiach. Every woman has a ksuba. So when has a ksuba, no matter chizuk l'divrayim, that you can't go against it, our ksuba that we made, you know, the ksuba is the rabbanan, and since every woman has this common thing, they said, they made a chizuk to their words that you can't go against it. But, peros is not everybody has peros, and some say that, again, we're talking about here, mixe milug, So even though it might be commonplace somewhat to have Nixay son Barzel, because that, you know, he takes a chrayas on things that she brings in, takes right, but to have things that, you know, she brings in and it's not written down in the ksuba, he takes no achrayas for, it's not a common thing. So since it's not common, like we say, milsed lo shkichel of gazer banan, like that type of thing. So same thing over here. It says it's not shkiyach. They didn't also make it chizikli divrayim. They didn't say, okay, you're strengthening this takana, because the ma'isa, anyways, it's not such a common thing, anyways. That's to answer that. Okay, no Rashi on that. Now Gemara has another question though. What about hare chamarim, the shkiche? What about the case of these? Donkey drivers, meaning they're merchants. They're merchants. They go from town to town, and we'll see their amaratzim that go from town to town, and they sell their wares. They're called chamarim because they sell go on donkeys, and that's commonplace. You know, you see them all the time. You know, those days, and we're going to see that if that's the case, it should be that the Rabbana would do a chizuk in this. We'll see what it's concerning in a minute. But we see that's not the case. Lo avdu Rabbana chizuk. What's the case? It's not. Chamarim shenichnasu le'ir. That we have two, let's say, chamarim, two donkey drivers. They're coming into the city. Ve'amar achad mehem sheli chadash v'shel chaveri yashan. Sheli enem asukan v'shel chaveri masukan. Enem anim. According to the Tanakhama, right? We have, so one of them says, "Oh, my stuff's not good. You know, my stuff is chadash, means it's not nice and dry. It's all like it's still moist or whatever. It's that's not good product. It didn't dry out yet properly, you know, and it's not so good. But my friend's, oh, he's nice and dry and good. It's like top quality stuff." He says, mine's not mitsukan, I didn't meiser myself, but my friend, this guy over here, he's meisered, you know, he's praising his friend. So, question is, a shiloh of demai, right? You normally, you buy things from an amaretz, you have to meiser it, right, because of demai, a suffix. So, question is, can we believe this guy, since he's, you can't believe that person, Amar, is talking about himself necessarily, right? Because, you know, he can tell you what he wants, especially if he's selling this stuff. But here, he's not talking about himself, he's talking about this other guy. He says, oh, this guy, his stuff is that, so can we believe him concerning this other guy? So says Tanakhama, no, you can't believe the guy. Why? So we'll see, because of Gomlin, right? Because they're afraid that in this city, he's saying, you know, oh, he, this guy, then when they get to the next city, they're gonna, this guy's saying about the first guy, the same thing, so that people will buy from each other. So, that's a Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Yehuda, again, who we're talking about, he says, no, Nemani. He says, you can't believe him. So, this is the Rabbanan. Demai was all Takana the Rabbanan. And, we were saying the Rabbi Yehuda held, and when it comes to Rabbanan, they did a chizuk yoter b'divrayim. So it should be yoter b'divrayim for sure over here. Rabbi Yehuda says you shouldn't be able to believe like that. They should at least agree with the Tanakhama. You can't believe the guy. Because it's the Rabbanan, and where's their chizuk l'divrayim? And here, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's okay. You can believe him. What's going on? Okay, so Gemara answers two possibilities. Amar Abaye vaday divrehem avdu chizuk rabbanan chizuk, but safek divrehem lo avdu rabbanan chizuk. So Abaye's answer is they only made a chizuk on a case of a vaday, something vaday. Whereas over here, this whole thing's a safek. We don't know whether the guy meistered or not. We're not going to be so stringent on a safek. Anyways, maybe the guy meistered. So we're going to make extra chumrah. Oh, this we better be machmir. Yoter b'divrayim, because, you know, be so machmir, the whole thing's a suffering anyway. So therefore, they weren't machmir. Rav Amar b'demai hikilu. So he says similar, right, that they were mekel demai, meaning that even more than that, in other words, maybe even on a suffering, they might be add chizuk to divrayim. But this is even more or worse, however you want to call it, than a safe, this is almost a vadai. This is, we say, rov amararas, not 50%, but rov amararas do meiser. Right? So it's rubik akulo, so it's basically, we should really, there's not even a safe over here. Okay, it's not like a suffix, a shakel, 50-50. It's more than a robot. And so therefore, when it comes to something like this, here it says we're not going to be, no reason to do chizik l'dibrayim. Notice he says more than a robot. Because Abaye says if it's, you know, even like 50-50, they won't make it. It's a suffix, you're not going to make a chizik. Whereas Rabbi says, this is even more than that, than this a suffix. This is like a, almost like a vadai, because it's rova maraz for ice cream. So that's when they didn't make a chizik. Okay. End of that. Let's see, Rashi. Vehare top line vehare chamarim gabe demai derabanan who dealing with the vay which is in your derabanan velo abdu behu chizuk they didn't make a chizuk lemechash legomlim according to Rabbi Yehuda he says fine we believe the guy shal chadash veyashan tov mimenu where we have chadash and a yashan is better why the chadash adayin eno yavesh kol so not dried out enough. V'hachinam yamrinan be'ezem neshech, we see this, that hayu chadashos mi'arba v'yashanos mi'shalosh. It's talking about there that that the new produce is sold for mi'arba, means four units for a sella, whereas the old stuff is three for a sella. So therefore, we see if the old stuff's better, because it's more expensive. You only get three for a sella, not four. So it's more expensive. So that's how we see that the old is better than the new. Now, v'yesh mefarshim mishum omer. Some say that chadash and yashan is, we're used to it, you know, chadash. It's from the new produce, and it's no good, because it's isr chadash. So he's saying, my stuff's chadash, isr chadash. My friend's is okay, it's yashan. But he said, Rashi said, that can't be. V'lav milsihi. Why? Deim kein, demetariz b'demai hikilu, hatinach demai chadash mayi kalameima. The answer was, according to the last answer, Rava, is no, they're meikul because it's demai. Shkoyach the mind, but there's another thing going on here. There's Chadash and Yashan that you didn't mention. What about that? So therefore, it's not the Yisr Chadash. And another ve'od the Lomatzinu shenechshedu ameyaretz al Yisr Chadash. And also that why shouldn't we don't believe him? Why not believe him? Okay, I can see by meistering, but nowhere does it says that they don't are not makbid on Chadash and Yashan. So it's also another is no good. Okay, so why, says Renau Rashi is coming to explain, so why do we, what's this, why does he have to say that? Mine's good stuff, bad stuff, his stuff's good stuff, like who cares? Like why is he saying that? V'lo nachat la ela mishum einem anim, the demai. We're going on in order to bring out this thing where we say we don't believe him on demai. Revus ashminin, and there to add even more of a chiddush. The afal gav, the mishabach ala lechavrei. Nami b'mili d'achrit nais, and by other things, eino ne'eman al demai d'chashin and legomlin. Right, even if he's praising him, he's not. If he's only telling about this, he says, "Yeah, this guy stuffs meiser." So then maybe, okay, yeah, he says the meiser. He's gonna tell. But here he's like praising him about something else. He says, "Oh, this guy's stuff is really good. Nothing to do with meiser." So you might think, "Oh, now maybe I could believe him because he's, you know, you can see he's not praising the guy. Nothing to do with the meiser. He's not praising the guy's produce ever. So maybe we can believe him. No, even if he's praising his produce, you can't believe him according to the Tanakhama." Okay, b'demayi kilu says Rashi mishar safik d'irem. Now it's not just a plain safik. It is even more than that, right? But filu safik leis, not even a safik. The rova maritz maaser may most do. Okay, let's do a little more. Said okay, next it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer kolapoches. So he says kolapozik lebesula matayim lamana mana hareza bilas news. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah that if you lessen the ksuba, unlike we saw Rabbi Yehuda, whatever, you can write a kabbalti, all these things. But Rabbi Meir says, no, anybody who lessens the ksuba, that's called bilas news. Okay, now the Gemara makes a diuk, though. It says, kol hapoches, right? As we're going to see, he didn't say, a ksuba less than 200 is bilas news. No, you see, the lashon is kol hapoches. What is he getting at over here? It's the following. Afilu bitana. Even if he makes a condition, in other words, how is he reducing the ksuba by saying a tanai? Alma kasavar tanau batel, that Rabbi Meir holds that even though he's making a condition, that the tanai doesn't work, the tanai is going to be batel, the isla, and she's going to have her ksuba. Bekeven da amar la, but since he said to her leich. Leislach elamana, he only said 100. His master said only 100, even though she's going to get it because you're not allowed to go against Rabbi Meir. So you can't be master mashka suba Torah, right? And sherksu senon we saw before. So even if you can't do that, So she's going to have her ksuba. Even so, but lo samcha daita, she's not going to rely on that. Now she's hearing him say, you know, I'm not going to give you your full ksuba, I'm only give you a half, whatever. So even though it's meaningless what he said, but still, she hears that, she thinks she's not going to get her ksuba. And therefore, she's not living with him as thinking she's really his wife, and that's why he says, it's Bila's news. Okay, v'haviyala Bila, so Bila's news. Okay, that's the Rashi. Alright, kolapoches afilu bitana, midalotana, since it doesn't say, kol basula she'ela masai malmana mana, right? She'ela mana, arei, it didn't say that. That would just mean, you know, stami, I have a less, a ksubet's less. Masha is more going on over here. Shmamina da'achi yashmina, this is what we're seeing. She'afa pi she'hi govela basof. Even if she is gonna get her whole thing. Why? De'eitana okayam, because it doesn't work. Afilu hachi, kevan de mikara asne, since there is a condition over here, kari la bilis news. Why? Mishum de mishaz bia, lohave samcha daita ksuba. Because during bia, she doesn't think she's gonna get a ksuba, because her husband said he's not. Even though she really will, because it doesn't work, but she doesn't realize that or whatever, and she thinks her husband's not gonna give it to her, and therefore, it's bilis news. Alma kasavar, tanao batel. Okay, the lav hachi, lav revusa hi, the nakat kolapoches. Why? Because if it doesn't mean this, as we're saying, it just means, if he gives her less, it's not anything, okay, there's no chiddush in that. So therefore, the chiddush is that even though she is going to get it, but she's not so mech on it, and therefore it's no good. The Gemara goes on and asks a question. I vashmina leila Rabbi Meir da Amar kol master mashkosu batora tanao batel but had rabbanan tanao kayam. The Gemara says, but wait a second. We saw this. Rabbi Meir held anything somebody that is master mashkosu batora. Remember we saw share ksus ona. There it doesn't work. But mashma that if it's not, if it's only drabbanan, then the tanai is kayam. And the ksuba, if ksuba is the rabbanan, so then the tanai should be kayim. And if the tanai is kayim, so then what's going on over here? We said the whole board is, it doesn't work, because he's masna, and the tanai doesn't work, but she's not so mechta. But tanai does work, because it's only, ksuba is only the rabbanan, and you can be masna on the rabbanan. He only said a masna kosher Torah tanai basta, but rabbanan, it does work. So what's going on? So the Gemara answers, Kasava Rabbi Meir Ksuba Duraisa. In Achanam, he argues, he holds Ksuba is not Rabbanan. We saw before Rabbi Yehuda, with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir holds Ksuba is Duraisa. And therefore, if he says, I'm going to only give you 100, that's called being Masa Mashu Ksuba Torah. And in Achanam, Rabbi Meir says, Mashu Ksuba Torah Tanayo is Batal. So it really is Batal. And she really is going to get her 200 anyways. And like he said, when he was bringing out the point, Kol Apoche, is that she's not going to be Somach on that. And therefore, it's a bilas of bilas news. Rashi just says, "Las Rashi v'hashmein and lei le'el." We learned before already that Rabbi Meir called Master Mashka to Batora is dafka batol but not mitzvah. Share? I'm sorry. The what? Share. Shit. Shek Susanoni, yeah. How does who learn it? What do you mean? Ksuba de Rabbana, not Shek Susanona. She was in her Zeraisa. Ksuba means a 200. I'm sorry? Shek Susanona is not Ksuba. Ksuba is. Oh, how does he learn it out? Right. So the Mohar of Basulos. Yeah, so they speak about the Tosefes is not. Right.
No, but the fact that it's 200 is.
Right. Cephas. Okay. Oh no, he's talking about something else over here. They ask about the Ksuba Almana. Tosus writes that even the Ksuba of an Almana is the Rabbanan. So that's a problem over here. So what's the word? Ikik suba shik suba desula is midaraisa.